The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Muslim leaders in Ireland say more Indigenous Irish are joining their faith. So, who are Ireland's converts? What drove their reversion? And what is life like for what you'd call a Celtic Muslim? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Just show you here, so you know, this is just where we have, just have some chickens. They're all hiding away now, and some ducks.
Some ducks as well.
Yeah.
It's an autumnal afternoon in County Carlow, and Ken is showing me around his family's old mushroom farm, where he's lived on and off for the last 30 years.
This is a open pasture land here, where cows will be out here, you know, grazing on the grass, producing obviously the fantastic milk and eat that we all enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Growing up half Irish, half Salvadorian, Ken was unsurprisingly raised a Catholic.
You know, I actually had ideas of actually becoming a priest, had interviews, you know, to become a Jesuit. And that entailed me, you know, going to study for some time in the Vatican and meeting lots of, you know, different people, different Catholics, you know, internationally and such. I had a lot of questions and I saw a lot of things and observed some things which weren't to my liking. At a time, someone invited me to explore Islam. It felt for me that was a lot more of what I was seeking in terms of my spirituality. It seemed to me to make a lot more sense. So that was how I decided that, you know, I would follow Islam.
Now a teacher in the local secondary school, Ken feels his faith is very at home in rural Ireland.
I think one of the lesser understood aspects of it is how important nature is. There are different things, like when you hear the cockerel crow in Islam, make a prayer. Why? It's because when a cockerel crows, it's because it's just seen an angel pass.
That's beautiful.
So whenever you hear the cockerel crow, then you know there's an angel about, you know.
Right. Now, it would be perfect if they crowed right now. Perfect for the recording. Ken is one of a growing number of Irish reverts, the name given to converts to the Muslim faith.
Absolutely. I have seen an increase of people that are interested in Islam, interested in the faith, interested to becoming a Muslim, into converting or reverting.
Dr. Umar Al-Kahadri is a scholar, imam and chairperson of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council.
I think particularly we have seen after COVID, a huge increase, but also especially after 7th of October last year. So after what happened in and what is going on, the ongoing genocide in Gaza, we see a lot of people getting interested. They're like, you know, want to know about the faith of these people that are so strong-minded. And they're going through such a difficult time. And it resonates with a lot of Irish people, you know, the struggle for freedom and independence. I've had the past 20 years, 500 people that had embraced Islam with myself, said the Shahada with myself, and Sinead O'Connor was one of those people. And I even had recently a 14-year-old girl whose mother contacted us and said she wants to come to the mosque if that's okay with her daughter. And she said, well, my daughter wants to learn more about your faith and religion. She's very interested in it. And so she got some Qurans, she got, you know, books. So it's something that is increasing, absolutely.
I think certainly the changes that have happened in Ireland with regards to the Catholic Church in recent decades are certainly playing a role.
Dr. Hazel O'Brien is a lecturer in sociology at the South East Technical University.
There is some small qualitative studies out there with converts to Islam that have certainly shown that many of those converts are disillusioned with the church, disillusioned with aspects of its practice, that perhaps they feel that it's not structured enough, that it doesn't offer them enough personal practice. But also, of course, that they are disillusioned with some of the scandals that we have seen occur in the church over the last few decades, like clerical abuse and how those things have been handled. I definitely think that the societal and ecological crises that we're facing at the moment are sort of confronting people and forcing them to question what do they believe in, what matters to them, where do they receive their meaning in life. And I think crises have always done that for people. I think the likes of climate change specifically as well, because it's so physical, it threatens our physical survival. I think it also forces us to really engage with, you know, what is meaningful for us, what is what does it mean to have a human experience? And of course, that's going to bring us into the realm of theological conversations and thinking through theological questions. I also think there's probably been a move towards individualism in Ireland. And that individualism, I think, is prompting people to feel more comfortable seeking out alternatives in terms of their religion. Irish people in recent decades have been exposed to new ideas and different types of people, sometimes done through face-to-face because of the likes of increases in immigration. But it's also done through the likes of new technologies, the introduction of TV and the internet. All of those things expose us to new ideas, which means that people are probably more aware now of the alternative religious expressions that exist across the globe. And that means that they have more information available to them in order to be able to make their choices.
Young Irish reverts are taking to social media, to TikTok, Instagram and YouTube, to share their lives as white Irish Muslims and their journeys of reversion.
If you've never met an Irish Muslim, hi, I'm Tara, assalamu alaikum. I reverted to Islam last year and it was the best decision I ever made.
What's up guys, so I wanted to come on today and make this video on how I became Muslim.
So, anyways, I learned a new hijab style. I'm going to show you because it's amazing.
Revert Amala may not be a Gen Z Irish Muslim, but she certainly looks like it.
This is Islam. Look, it's like no drinking, no smoking, no nightclubbing, you know, having like, you know, the faith.
Of course. Oh my gosh.
I got my mum's good genetics.
No, this is the fountain of youth. We're learning. Emily, as she was at the time, reverted with her mother, age 8.
I went to a school, I suppose you could say probably more kind of like inner city near the Coombe. And of course, mom had to tell them that I was now a Muslim. And I remember the teacher kind of like making an announcement to class. You know, Emily is kind of, now she is a Mohammedan. I remember looking, sitting at the back of the class going, and there's like, you know, and Mohammedans, they worship Muhammad. But I remember putting my hand up and going, no, we don't worship Muhammad. Muhammad's just a prophet. We worship God. It's like, where are you getting that from?
It's a far cry from the Muslim school on the campus of the Islamic Cultural Centre of Ireland, where I speak to Amala. Children here meet and even lead prayers up to 5 times a day. Though in wider society, Amala says, religious garments like the hijab she wears can still be met with confusion or disdain.
It was difficult, I'm not going to lie, because when I start wearing my scarf, I suppose I lost my own identity as Lorraine from the north side of Dublin. I start getting pockets of racial discrimination, getting told, go back to where you come from. And I'm looking at them going, Coolock, you know, Kilbarrick, where?
Lorraine O'Connor reverted to Islam as a single mother of 4 after leaving her marriage to a Muslim man.
Was brought up in a kind of a huge emphasis of religion. We were always made aware of a higher being, of a God, and we used to have to pray our rosary at night. My father used to make us pray at night. She would go into a fit of giggles and he'd be disgusted with us, but I always believed that seed of faith was put into me when I was a child, and it nurtured to find where I am today. And like people said, she divorced a Muslim and she became a Muslim because it had to be for me. I suppose the most difficult part after I had became a Muslim, I had to integrate into the Muslim community because I had to learn how to pray. The prayers are all in different language. A different way of living. There's things that you had stopped doing. There'd be no more Christmas, no more Easter, you know, things that you needed to slowly. I used to say to my friend, how am I going to do this? And she said, no, stop. This all has to come very slowly. Take it really easy on yourself. So that's what I did. I became Muslim in the April. The following December was Christmas, and I the kids still wanted Christmas, obviously. So I still did Christmas for them. And I remember looking at the Christmas tree and I'm praying over this sign and going, me and that Christmas tree, next year you're gone. But the most important person to me was my mother. My father was dead then. And I just remember saying to her that I had become a Muslim. And she, like a true person of faith, that she was, God bless her, she turned and asked me, are you happy? Have you found peace? I said, yes. She said, I'm happy for you. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was the only thing I needed. That kind of validation from my mother.
In recent years, Lorraine has founded the Muslim Sisters of ERA, which feeds Dublin's homeless outside the GPO every Friday. These principles of charity and generosity are found in both Irish culture and the Muslim faith, They're the foundation, according to Dr. Umar, of an emerging Celtic Muslim culture, the Irish Islamic way of life.
This is something I'm really passionate about because I strongly believe that we need to establish an Irish Muslim identity rather than importing the Muslim identity from the Arab countries or the African or the Asian countries. We need to have our own Irish Muslim culture. We need to incorporate Irish language. You know, Jiagwich. We have this beautiful greeting. May God be with you. As a Muslim, I have added and I have changed it, the response to Jiaz Muhammad Gwich. You know, I have often said to my congregation, it's much easier to live as a Muslim in Ireland than it is in many Muslim majority countries, because this is a society where we have human rights. And a society where there is no human rights cannot never be, in my view, an Islamic society. So being Irish and being Muslim, for me, it means really to be part of the society and to be proud that this is your home and to work for a better future for everybody that calls it home. Whether they are Muslim or not, doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, we're all Irish. We're all citizens and residents of this beautiful, beautiful island of Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.